The Hebrew Psalms have inspired composers for thousands of years. Now, New York's Lincoln Center is presenting all 150 Psalms in a festival of choral settings by 150 different composers, including 9 U.S. premieres. It's called The Psalms Experience, as Jeff London reports.
Lincoln Center's director of programming, Jane Moss, says over the past few years she's been thinking a lot about the contentious political landscape in the United States and abroad, the turbulent changes in the environment, and that led her to the Psalms.
Historically, what the Psalms have been for are challenging times. I mean, they are really explicitly designed to help you out when the going gets rough. And they include, I might add, which I find wonderful, all sorts of human complaints to God about, like, where are you in these challenging times?
Moss and Lincoln Center have teamed up with Tito Visser, the music director of the Netherlands Chamber Choir, who had the idea to create a series of 12 hour-long concerts featuring every single psalm. Each concert is centered on a theme, says Visser. Justice, faith, gratitude, lamentation.
These psalms are about refugees. They are about unrighteous leaders. They are about abuse of power. So they are incredibly timely. Although they are 2,500 to 3,000-year-old texts that were written by our ancestors, they are about the here and now.
4 different choirs from around the world are singing music from the 12th century. To today. Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Carolyn Shaw was commissioned to write music for Psalm 84.
I really identified with it because it has to do with finding a home and finding a refuge, celebrating the sense of safety, but also there's a yearning for a home.
Shaw says she was thinking of Syria as she wrote it.
The second verse is, "The sparrow found a house, and the swallow her nest, where she may place her young." Which is just a beautiful image of, you know, a bird trying to keep her children safe, people trying to keep their families safe.
They were meant to be sung.
That's another Pulitzer Prize winner, David Lang, who set Psalm 101.
One thing I really like about the Psalms is that they're sort of like a catalog of all the different ways that you can have a conversation with God. So some of them are very hopeful and some of them are very lamenting. Really sort of like every way you can imagine talking to God. This one seemed the one that was most like a negotiation.
Writing choral music is not easy, says another composer commissioned for the project, Mohammed Farouz.
Because it requires a certain commitment to simplicity. There's nowhere to hide. The counterpoint's very, very exposed. It's sort of like the Oval Office has no corners, you know?
And in these difficult times, conductor Tito Visser hopes audiences will get some comfort, contemplation, and community.
I truly believe that there's one amazing thing about choral singing, and it's the fact that it unites people.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.